Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, you and I have been doing this wine thing together for a very, very, very long time. And a thing that we used to do when we were doing wine tastings back at my old restaurant, Sisson's, was something called Strange Wines from Strange Places.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad to say that you are bringing back that tradition.
I never left it behind. It's always a lot of fun. And, you know, I like finding, you know, grapes or wines or places I've never heard of, because you really have to keep expanding your knowledge base.
Yes, you do.
So here, let's get started. We're going to do reds this week. We'll do whites next week. My first one comes from Sicily. It's called Planeta Frappato. And Planeta is the maker. Frappato is the grape. And according to the label, Frappato is a rare and much sought after grape. And after tasting one, I think the Sicilians need to get a wiggle on and plant a little bit more, because this is pretty good stuff. This is a perfect lighter red. Lots of fresh fruit, lots of flavor. The color tells the tale. It's a pale red with pretty ruby highlights. The aroma features sweet red cherries, briary notes, and a touch of dark chocolate. The wine has a bright, light mouthfeel, and the first flavors are kind of bitter, but then it's followed by fruit sweetness, so you get a really, really nice effect on it. All in all, it's a great summer wine, and I urge people to keep it chilled. That's Planeta Frappato. I've never heard of it.
It's a strange wine from a strange place.
Oh, it sure is. Hey, let's try this one again. Okay, this is Ayudaria Monica from Sardinia, just across the lake from Sicily. Monica is the grape, and I've never heard of it. It's a totally unknown grape to me. And it grows exclusively on Sardinia, and I don't even think they export a whole lot of it. The wine is dark and has the aroma of, Hugh, it was sautéed summer squash and geraniums.
Okay.
Yeah. I
just whip that up every night.
One of my favorite dishes. It's odd, but, you know, there it is. It really was. Now, the flavors have nothing to do with the aroma. It's tart and it's spicy with a ginger tang and a fruity finish. The wine is no more than medium-bodied, and it's very easy drinking. In Sardinia, it's known as a really perfect cafe wine. So, Ayudaria Monica, I think this is kind of a grape that's worth getting to know. And it's only $18.
Wow, another strange wine.
It is. Now, here's one, an old favorite of mine. It's not strange to me, but it might be strange to a lot of people. It's Bartolino.
Okay.
Not terribly well known in this country. And it's a little bit puzzling, because this is a thoroughly likable wine. It's very light, always tasty, and so easy to drink. You pour a glass and you'll spot the very pale color right away. It's made from Corvina and Rondinella.
Okay.
Which happen to be the same two grapes that go into my beloved Valpolicella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love saying Rondinella. it's a really nice grape. The aromas feature red fruit and the scent of candy apples, and the wine is very light on the palate and remarkably fruity. The flavors are a blend of sweet red cherries with a little bit of bitter strong tea. A lot to be said for Bartolino. Please go out and try to find this wine. It's a lot of fun. And at $11.
Oh, deal.
This is my wine of the week. Zenny's Mr. Lake Bartolino. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.